The project is called the Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association Boat Energy Transition Accelerator, or Alpha Beta, and it's geared toward bringing hybrid and full electric engines to small boat fishing. The project will build off Alpha's work with the National Renewable Energy Labs in 2021, which plans to retrofit a Sitka-based 36-foot commercial fishing boat named Igotta with a new hybrid engine. Linda Bankin is the executive director of the Alaska Longline Fishermen's Association. She couldn't be reached for comment, but in a written press release, Bankin said the new project will, quote, transition the fishing fleet toward clean energy, mitigate climate change, and ensure the long-term viability of Alaska's small boat fisheries. According to the release, it's not just the environment that'll benefit from the switchover. It could be a win-win for longliners and locals alike. The cleaner, more efficient engines should reduce operational costs and accelerate fleet performance. Alpha Beta says it would leverage the new funds to work with Alaska businesses and academic institutions to create new jobs and promote tech innovation in Alaska's maritime sector. Longlining is a quota-based season, so many longliners use the windows of time when they're not longlining to work in other fisheries, like crabbing, gill netting, and even sea cucumber diving. So if the longlining vessels get a green update, it might also passively cover lots of other fisheries. However, upgrading and installing even one diesel motor could cost up to $250,000, depending on the boat. In Petersburg, I'm Shelby Herbert.